This is WBUR's Morning Edition. I'm Rupa Shenoy. Mask mandates are gradually ending across the country, but school districts continue to come under fire for everything from COVID restrictions to the way they teach children about race. That's true even in Massachusetts, which has a reputation as one of the most liberal states. In some communities, it sounds like this.
Not only were you not advocating for my child, you are advocating against him.
Torturing your child.
And if you are a teacher and you're not willing to take that risk, find a new job.
WBUR's Bob Oakes reports on how the controversy has divided residents in two rural towns south of Worcester.
For years, Dudley Charlton school committee meetings had little drama, focusing on items such as staffing and trips by the marching band. But all that changed last July, when dozens of parents and residents packed a committee meeting to protest the school's work to combat racism.
The school committee has been voted by the citizens. All of them are elected officials and report to the parents.
That's Carol Sue Ream, a grandparent of several kids in the Dudley Charlton system. She raised concerns about a consultant hired by the school committee, including the consultant's move in Wellesley to create opportunities and meeting spaces for students with the same identity, such as black students or those who are gay, so they can share their experiences. Ream called that segregation.
This will lead to the destruction of young hearts and minds, and this will be catastrophic in generations to come. May God have mercy on all of you, and may God have mercy on our children.
Dudley Charlton school officials say they have no intention of segregating schools. They said the consultant was hired to help the system with diversity, equity, and inclusion. The district has since ended the consultant's contract. Ream raised her own kids in the school district and later moved to Florida. But she says she's flown back dozens of times to attend meetings because her grandchildren are now students in the district. She's one of about a dozen people who've regularly attended school committee meetings since last summer to raise objections about COVID mandates and curriculum. Dudley and Charlton share a high school where the school library hosts meetings. At one recent hearing, Ream left her seat to examine some new library books on display.
So I saw you at one point get up and look at some books on the new bookshelf in the library. What are you looking for?
I'm looking for anti-American books. I'm also looking specifically any books that sexualizing children.
Some meetings have gotten out of hand. One became so heated, committee members asked a police officer to remove the large crowd of people so the meeting could finish.
Make a motion that we adjourn. I make a motion that we adjourn. Because we're trying to have a business meeting. We're trying to have a meeting.
They have definitely directed the discourse. And for better or for worse, that has been where the energies for many people are currently.
That is school committee member Jordan Willow Evans, a social worker who's lived in Charlton her whole life. Evans says she suffered verbal harassment and calls from some residents to step down from the committee over her work on LGBTQ rights. She calls it disheartening.
Because I do consider my community an extension of my family, and it hurts to see people who you knew for many years suddenly pivot and go down a road that you could not have foreseen.
Another longtime Charlton resident, Joellen Burlingame, has an eighth grade son in the district and is a teacher in Worcester. She blames some of the conflict on the rise of Donald Trump and partisan politics.
It has led to a rise in very vocal concepts of nationalism, and these views were always here. But unfortunately, they're coming out of the shadows and people are feeling more emboldened to express those kind of views.
Massachusetts mostly elects Democrats, but Dudley and Charlton both narrowly went for Trump in both 2016 and 2020. The Charlton grandmother, Carol Sue Ream, is now looking forward to elections this year and in 2024 and invited us to a Republican candidates forum she helped organize in the next-door town of Oxford. The room was festooned with signs condemning masking and critical race theory, a framework that suggests racism is embedded in American laws and other institutions. It's an issue that's generated controversy, particularly among Republicans.
So critical race theory, anybody here a fan of that?
No.
No. Has anybody here dealt with a school board that doesn't really want to hear from the parents? You guys dealing with that?
That is former state representative Jeff Deal, who's running for governor. Some campaigns, like Deal's, are using critical race theory as a hot-button political motivator.
Do you see the issues that are being talked about tonight? Masking, CRT in schools, sex education being a major driver in the campaign in 2022?
That debate seems to be raging now, and tonight is a perfect example of parents really stepping up and trying to hold not just elected officials, but candidates accountable as well.
Deal is hoping outraged parents will energize his bid for governor, and not just in Dudley and Charlton. WBUR has found people have challenged mask mandates in at least one-third of all school districts across the state, and many districts have faced criticism over critical race theory, diversity, and sex education. All the controversy is taking a toll on educators, says Tom Scott of the Massachusetts Association of School Superintendents.
People are feeling very exhausted. They're feeling very beaten down, defeated. And just sort of the climate that we're facing today is challenging to everybody's mindset.
School committee members are also feeling the pressure. A recall failed in Belchertown against two school committee members who supported a vaccine mandate for some students. And in Dudley Charlton, there was an unsuccessful recall aimed at five school committee members over everything from masking requirements to the hiring of that diversity consultant. One of the five targeted is committeewoman Joanne Costello of Charlton, who says she regrets all the local tension.
Most of the people that I've talked to, they feel it's kind of gotten out of hand. They feel like it's too partisan politics happening in a local town where we all know each other, where it shouldn't kind of devolve to an us versus them. It should just be all of us.
The gradual lifting of mask mandates will probably not end the political fight anytime soon. There is a school committee election scheduled for this spring in Dudley and Charlton, and several committee members, including Costello, are up for re-election, and they are expected to face challengers. So it seems local voters will get the final say. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bob Oakes.